Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
My name is Kate Mims, and I am the Director of Evangelization here at St. Anthony of Padua. I have been working here for almost 2 years, but have been a parishioner from the first days at St. Oakridge when my late husband, Deacon Mike Mims, and I joyfully joined the parish. I am blessed with 4 sons and 14 grandchildren. The theme throughout Lent for Mondays is Thanksgiving. So let's get started. How might you be more thankful today? 1 Timothy 4, 4-5 says, "For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer." I am writing this as I step into Lent with a water leak that flooded my kitchen and living room. Ugh. Great. While I hear the restoration people cutting away the walls, I will write my podcast talk on Thanksgiving. Perfect timing. What? Isn't that the way it always is? We plan on being thankful, but it often escapes us amid the chaos of our lives. It is and was a good distraction to think about Thanksgiving when what I really wanted to do in those circumstances was pout. I have much to be thankful for, starting with the beautiful home that I live in, the family who came and helped mop and vacuum up the water, an understanding boss that let me run home, and all the pots and pans and dishes I had to move out of the cabinet. I don't think I've ever thanked the Lord for pots and pans. Yet all is gift. Yes, even the water that's flowing over the tiles. I have certainly thanked the Lord for my home, my boss, Father Jesse, with small things like the cups and the seasonings and the pans, not so much. Yet the fullness of my life is easily shown in these small abundances. What small, surprising things are you thankful for? What is it that you've never thanked the good Lord for? The challenge today is to open your eyes and heart to all the gifts in your life. Yes, even the ones you didn't plan on thanking the Lord for today. Let's close in prayer with a quote from Padre Pio. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed is the crisis that made you grow, the fall that made you look to heaven, and the problem that made you look for God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.